Hailing from Boston, Massachusetts, that's the Neats from the Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room EP, which, believe it or not, came out back in 1982. Red and Gray, the name of the track. The Neats actually featured a young Phil Caruso, a Pittsburgh native, on guitar, and always enjoy when I can throw some Neats into my set list for you. Also, some Alt-J in there with Left Hand Free, because you know what? Today's National Lefty Day, so I thought I'd throw in a left-handed song for you, since I'm not smart enough to do a left-handed mock. I think we're doing a Moon Martin mock. We might do multiple mocks tonight. Why not? Morphine by request. Tom was like, Mockster, when you stop doing these flashback shows, could you throw a Morphine song in there? And I want to hear Thursday. And I was like, of course, Tom, I can do that. And I'll tell you a little secret. I'm throwing in a flashback show. But I'm not. I know. It's weird. But I'm here for you. Hey, the Old Haunts gave us Sunshine, Normal, Black Keys in that set with Remember When and start off the entire set. Speaking of monkeys, instead of a monkey head in the corner, What Makes the Monkey Dance from Chuck Prophet started off that entire set. Hey, don't forget with this Delta variant, and I told you about this, putting distance between yourself and others is really critical to slowing that spread of coronavirus. Also, getting the jab, getting the vaccine is also, it does help out, I'm going to tell you that. But just be safe. Just be safe. But you can send texts, you can call people, you can do video conferencing, you can have distance. We're trying to get through this. We are all hashtag alone together. This message was partially brought to you by the Ad Council, and the other part was by me, the Mockster. Now, if I have my act together, which I think I do, we're going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar and keep this rock and roll show going for at least another hour, maybe two. But first, as always, I've got an important message to tell you at the top of the hour.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey,
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this next hour of the program, we're going to hear from Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim performing live, 1965. Muddy Waters from 1951, plus also Sonny Boy Williamson, recording for Chess Records up in Chicago, Illinois. That plus Buddy Guy, it's all coming up here in this next hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's start off the program with Lester Davenport from a release called When the Blues Hit You. This is I'm Gonna Move. Lester Davenport on the Deep Blues Hour. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.speckbrothers.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or speakbrothers.com.
You say it's over, and you're ready to move on. You want to believe all the fire is gone. But I feel some hesitation, even as you leave. Think it through. What you gonna do about me?
It hasn't always been easy. You and I both know. But the easy way out can be a hard way to go. Do you think you can forget what we had so easily? Think it through. What you gonna do about me?
You may go out and find another with what you think you're looking for. You might think you found a lover, but you still something more.
When you close your eyes, you might be surprised at who you're gonna see. Oh, baby, what you gonna do about me?
Surprised at who you gonna see.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do about me?
You might spend a lifetime fighting back my memory.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do about me?
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to go back and sort of reminisce just a little bit and pick up some of the real old blues. If we should happen to play one that you remember, let us know it by making some noise. If we should pick up one that you might remember, we'd like to start it off by one of the real, real oldest. And it sounds something like this.
B.B. King performing live at the Regal. That was Sweet Little Angel. Plus, we heard from Buddy Guy and Beth Hart with a tune called You Gotta Do What You Gonna Do About Me. That's from a nice collection called Rhythm and Blues, put out by RCA Records on CD, I guess, about 2013 there from Buddy Guy. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Mighty Joe Young, from his self-titled Blind Pig record that came out in 1974. Here he is singing about chicken heads. Mighty Joe Young on the Deep Blues Hour.
Daddy told me on his dying bed, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You came along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, you got me hooked. Cook that chicken, save me the head. I should have been working, but I was home in bed. Thinking about you. Dreaming about you. I love that gal. I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, I just can't go on. Cause the feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on it. My love for you so doggone strong, like the Mississippi River rolled on and on. If love for you was a doggone crime, I'd be sitting in jail down a flat 99. I'd be thinking about you and dreaming about you. I love that gal. I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, I just can't go on. Cause the feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. Mississippi River rolled on and on. If loving you was a doggone crime, I'd be sitting in jail down a flat 99. I'd be thinking about you, dreaming about you. I love that gal. I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, I just can't go on. Cause the feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. I love them chicken heads. I love them chicken feet too.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
So many days, babe, I stole away. So many days, Mama Stone don't wear and cry. I was thinking about my baby, when I swear I sure could not be satisfied. I love you, baby. just can't stand the way you do. Still love you, baby, just can't stand the way you do. Now it's coming a day now, darling, you sure is going to love me too. If I just had a listening to what my dear old mother said, well, now if I just had a listening to what my dear old mother said, I wouldn't have been staying here in Chicago, boy, with a little home down here. All right, Jim. Trouble, I swear I've had them all my day. Blues in trouble, boy, I swear I've had them all my day. She's like blues in trouble, so I don't care me to my grave. So long, darling, I really have got to go. Yeah, let's think about a little Lightning Hopkins now, you know. Well, so long, baby, darling, I really got to go. Now when I leave this town this time, so I ain't coming back here no more. Yeah.
Raise your window, I ain't gonna hold that love. Gonna hold that up. There's a man down there, might be your man, I don't know. If you raise your one up, I can eat out something low.
if you raise your one knock and ease out something low. Your neighbors won't be talking that stuff they don't know. But one way out, I ain't going out that door. If I get away this time, I won't be caught no more. One way out, I ain't going out that door. If I get away this time, I'll be better.
Oh, there we are, Sonny Boy Williamson and One Way Out, recorded 1960 for Chess Records. There from Sonny Boy. We also heard from Pine Top Perkins from his release Boogie Woogie King. That was So Many Days, recorded 1976. Up next, let's hear from Roosevelt Sykes from a release called Chicago Boogie, Delmark Records put out. This is called the Winter Time Blues. Roosevelt Sykes on the Deep Blues Hour.
Winter time is here. It's a cold, old, lonesome day. Winter time is here. It's a cold, old, lonesome day. What worries me, baby, is so far away. Tears rolling down my face. Said, looking out my window with tears rolling down my face. It really hurts me to know someone else has taken my place.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My front door. change my way of living. Won't have to worry.
There you are. A song called Lonesome Day from Muddy Waters, recorded 1951 for Chess Records and on a nice little collection called Rolling Stone. They're featuring Muddy Waters. Plus, we heard from James Stump Johnson playing some fine barrelhouse piano out of St. Louis. That was called Snitcher's Blues. That's on a Delmark release called Biddle Street Barrelhausen, featuring piano music out of St. Louis. They're from James Stump Johnson. Up next, let's hear from Robert Pete Williams from his release, I'm Blue as a Man Can Be. Here he is with Please, Lord, Help Me on My Way from 1960. And Robert Pete Johnson, or Robert Pete Williams, excuse me, on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Lord, when I'm in my closet, I pray to myself, I don't want no worry. Oh, when I'm praying, I secret pray to my Lord. Oh, Lord, help me on my way, Jesus. When I've done it very bad that I can't be lost, help me, Jesus, on my way. When I'm trying to do this very bad that I can't be lost, help me on my way. Jesus, oh Lord, for my heart. Talk with Jesus, oh Lord, both night or day. Can't ring up Jesus, oh Lord, for my heart. Come with my Jesus, oh, night or day. Oh Lord, I'm so glad I can talk with Jesus, night or day. Dying soul, please Lord, help me on my way. When I'm trying to do the very best that I can. Have mercy on me, Jesus, when I'm praying.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, rocks.
Well, I drank so much whiskey till they called me Whiskey Man. I drank so much whiskey, they called me Whiskey Man. But I get up every morning with a whiskey bottle in my hand. Lord, my baby treats me mean, she keeps me worried all the time. I said, my baby, she treat me mean, she keep me worried all the time. And if I didn't drink my whiskey, I believe I would lose my mind. When I drank my whiskey, I don't mistreat my friend. Drink my whiskey, I don't mistreat my friend. I am sober now, but I'm going and get drunk again. Lord, whiskey, whiskey, it don't mean me. I said, whiskey, whiskey, it don't mean me no good. And I would stop drinking whiskey, baby, if I only could. Lord, Lord, whiskey is killing me. Lord, Lord, whiskey is killing me. And why I can't stop drinking whiskey, Lord, Lord, I just can't see. My baby put me out, I'm just going from hand to hand. I said, my baby put me out, I'm just gone from hand to hand. And I drank so much whiskey till they called me Whiskey Man.
Thank you.
fine tune right there from Tampa Red, made 1931. That's called The Boogie Woogie Dance. You can find that on a Yazoo release called Guitar Wizards, featuring music from 1926 through 1935. That there was Tampa Red. Plus, we heard from Scrapper Blackwell off of another Yazoo release. So these are all pre-war blues reissued through the Yazoo record label. The album called The Virtuosos Guitar of Scrapper Blackwell, that was the Whiskey Man Blues. All right, up next, let's hear from Willie Dixon and his friend Memphis Slim, performing live at the American Folk Blues Festival in the early 1960s. Here they are, a live version of John Henry from Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim on the Deep Blues Hour.
John Henry had a little woman. Well, in the dress she wore red, she went walking down the track. She never looked back. I'm born where John Henry fell dead. I'm born where John Henry fell dead. John Henry had another woman, and her name was Polly Ann. John Henry taking sick, he had to go to bed. Polly Ann drove still like a man. Polly Ann drove still like a man. John Henry told a little woman, honey, fix my supper soon. I've got 90 miles of track. I want to line back. I'm going to line them by the light of the moon. I'm going to line them by the light of the moon. John Henry said to his captain, you know a man ain't nothing but a man. For I'm letting anyone beat me down. I'll die with my hammer in my hand. I will die with my hammer in my hand. John Henry hammered in the mountain until his hammer caught on fire.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Yeah. Special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're listening back to some of our favorite discussions with some of our youngest listeners. Kids do have a way of making you take a new look at words and phrases you've taken for granted your whole life.
Martha, do you remember that call we had from John, the fifth grader, who was curious about...
Oh my gosh, John. Oh gosh, how could I forget?
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Hi, John. We're glad to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, first, I'm honored to talk to the Duchess of Dictionaries and the Sultan of Slang.
The what of slang?
The Sultan of Slang and the Duchess of Dictionaries.
Well, I'm happy to talk with the Wizard of Words on the line. What'd you call us for, Wizard?
I was watching TV, and, well, they described a character as a loose cannon. I know it has something to do with a real smart trap, i.e. someone who's a little bit of a smart aleck, but that's all I can think of.
Oh, wow. Okay, so somebody was described as a loose cannon. And
yeah, they were a little bit of a hothead, mm-hmm. always making sarcastic remarks.
Uh-huh.
So that gave me a clue.
Yeah. What were you watching? What was happening on the show?
Well, an announcer was, like, describing a character, and this wasn't a live-action show. It was, like, an anime, and, well, they were just describing and a classic announcer character, mm-hmm. as they call them, was, like, describing being a character as they were stepping onto the stage.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha.
Well, you know, if we tell you a little bit about the history of this expression, it might make more sense to you. Would you like to hear that?
Sure. That would be very handy.
Well, think back to those old wooden ships hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the ones with the tall sails.
Like, they might need to have cannons in case, like, pirates try to invade their ship. They can knock them out before the pirates get there.
Yes, sir. Some of those ships had cannons on board to fire at other ships or enemies. And in those days, John, the cannons were mounted on wheels so they could be moved back and forth on the deck while you were shooting them and then loading them and shooting them and loading them. And usually those cannons...
So it was like constantly... So those cannons were constantly firing off, and I think that was used as like a metaphor for like a constantly firing off mouth. Because it was, you know, constantly firing everything out. You know, sarcastic words constantly firing out, like all those cannons on that ship.
Well, you're right that it's a metaphor, but, you know, usually when they weren't using the cannons, those cannons were securely fastened to the ship. But imagine if they came loose, if say, the ship got into a bad storm at sea and, you know, just riding the seas like a roller coaster. You don't want that cannon to become loose, because if it does, you can imagine what would happen, right?
Kaboom, 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 you're sunk.
Pretty much. Even if the cannons aren't loaded, they could go rolling along and hurt somebody or slam into another part of the ship and damage it. And so you're absolutely right, John. It's a metaphor for somebody who's unpredictable or uncontrollable, just like a cannon rolling around on one of those ships when it's not supposed to.
You never know if it's going to accidentally fire, what it's going to crash into next, and who is going to get bumped into and knocked.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we have a program that deserves to be listened with utmost reverence. We are going to get to know a just-released album by André Memari, a pianist, composer, arranger, producer, multi-instrumentalist, one of the greatest talents that Brazil has to offer. This new CD is called Noturno 2021. It was recorded in many nightly hours between June and August 2021. And it was completely conceived and recorded in André's own studio, Studio Monteverdi, located in a town not far from São Paulo. The CD reflects our times of pandemics and social isolation. This is probably one of the most introspective and intimate albums of all that André released. And there may